Martin's a great, engaging guest, and I was interested to discover that actually Martin and I both have the same sort of approach to football nowadays, though for very different reasons. He began loving football at an early age, but didn't get to his first live match until he was a teenager. He also might well have decided never to go back had he been overly affected by what happened to one of his friends. This is Martin's story.
I grew up in southeast London, a place called Catford. You may have heard of it, you may have heard of Lewisham. It's that part of London where the underground doesn't go. So I was born in Lewisham. When I was 3 or 4, my mum went to Liverpool. She ran away from my dad, and she went to they had a thing in Liverpool. It was like a kind of home for runaway mothers. This would have been 1974. So I spent about a year in Liverpool when I was three. That was my first connection with the city. I don't remember much of it. I remember a couple of things. In that home, I cut my head open because one of the mothers wanted a Rolo, and I didn't want to give it to her, so I just ran into a door handle. And I got chased by a dog. That's all I remember. And about a year later, my mum and dad reconciled. I moved back to southeast London and stayed there pretty much until sort of mid-30s.